It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Housing is on the ballot next week in a number of Colorado towns. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Some mountain towns are asking voters about new taxes and limiting short-term rentals as a way to tackle a lack of affordable housing. An initiative in Telluride would cap short-term rentals at 400. Residents in Leadville, Ouray, and Avon will be voting on whether to levy new taxes on them. Other proposals include sales tax and borrowing to fund housing. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Election Day is Tuesday, November 2nd. A new cultural plan for the Pikes Peak region is designed to reflect a growing and diverse population. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The plan commits to cultural equity through inclusion and racial justice. Key elements include nurturing creative talent with more collaborations and funding. It describes both short and long-term goals, including supporting creativity among military personnel and making K-12 arts education more consistent around the region. The plan also suggests the arts community weathered the pandemic fairly well by pivoting to outdoor and virtual events. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
The plan, called Art Vision 2030, was led by the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region and the B. Vredenburg Foundation, which are financial supporters of KRCC. In Denver, Fan Expo is taking over the Colorado Convention Center through Sunday. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
Fans of pop culture will be descending on downtown Denver to take photos with celebrities and buy art from comic book artists. Admirers of sci-fi TV shows, horror movies, anime characters, and video games are invited to dress up in cosplay and check out numerous panels, vendors, and events. Some of the famous faces slated to appear at Fan Expo Denver include Edward James Olmos, Giancarlo Esposito, Billy Piper, Christopher Eccleston, and fresh from his space trip, William Shatner. The festivities run through the weekend. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
It's mostly sunny for much of Colorado today, getting cooler through the weekend. This is CPR News.